just a disclaimer. If you're hearing this, this is mainly for my ELA class, but if you still want to listen to see if you want to read the book I'm going to talk about, go ahead. So today I'm going to be talking about The Walking Dead Compendium 2, and I'm going to start off, it's a great book. Not as good as the first one, but still really good. Usually I don't like reading, but when I read this book, I immediately got hooked. And it's the events after Compendium 1, and starting off, the book starts off with Rick and Carl, his son, traveling, looking for a safe place, and they find this house that they start living in for a few days, and they start getting on the road again. And they find one of their other friends, Michonne, who they haven't seen in a while because in Compendium 1, their base was attacked, and they all split up, and they couldn't find each other. But now, since they found Michonne, they go to find the farm, which one of their friends used to have, and they find out there are sole survivors of the base attack, and they find Andrea, Dale, Glenn, and others. And then, soon enough, they stay there a few days again, and they find three new characters, Eugene, I believe it's Holly, and then Abraham. And they start living there with them, they start protecting, and a herd comes, so they have to move out. And if you don't know what a herd is, it's basically a large, large group of zombies. Really big. And they find someone who's been tracking them. They take him captive, ask him where he's from, and they find out he's been tracking them to make sure they were good people so he could take them to his home or his little town that he lives in. And they agree to go there, and they find out it's a huge town with lots of other people, and it's like old times again, before the apocalypse. And they embed themselves into this group, with Rick becoming their police or constable or security guard, Andrea becoming the lookout, and Glenn becoming one of the runners, and Abraham becoming a world builder. But their base gets attacked by another group that they were that followed Glenn and his partner back from where they were gathering supplies, and they try to take over the bay or the little town, but Rick and his friend stop them. But soon enough, the gunshots lured another herd in, attacked the base, and they had to defend it, and a lot of characters died. A lot of characters. It was really sad. And so they had started rebuilding, and they found out there's another guy who's been watching them, Jesus, or Jesus, because he looks like Jesus, because he's been scouting them out, because he also heard the gunshots, and found out there's another civilization, or town, or tiny city, called Hilltop, which is basically one of their trade routes, which they weren't told about. And they found out there's another guy who'd been controlling, keeping security, but he's really bad. Like, he wants to take control over all of them, and he kills without mercy. So, and that's the end of the book. And I think you should read this book if you're looking for some suspense, some, you know, horror. It's really good. But there was a lot of flashbacks to the first book, like a murder of one of the main characters in the first book, and it was a lot of flashbacks. And I think you should read this book if you're looking for some horror, excitement, some suspense. And thank you for listening in, and I'll see you next time.